And I'm Keith Walker in Bonn, Germany. This is Inside Europe. Anne Frank is one of the most famous victims of the Holocaust. She will forever be the 15-year-old girl whose famous World War II diary is considered one of the most important works of the 20th century. During the war, her family hid from the Nazis in concealed rooms built into a courtyard house in Amsterdam. When she was 15, she and her family were discovered, arrested, and sent to a concentration camp. Anne Frank would have celebrated her 90th birthday during the week on June 12th. To mark the occasion, 40,000 students in Germany from hundreds of schools have taken part in Anne Frank Day. And following the events has been DW political correspondent Thomas Sparrow. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Keith. Nice to be with you to discuss this very important issue.
Welcome back to Inside Europe. Thomas, what exactly has been commemorated?
Well, you said it a minute ago, Anne Frank would have been 90 this week, and many, many schools around Germany have been discussing Anne Frank, discussing her diary, which is extremely famous and also popular among younger generations. And as you say, this is Anne Frank Day here in Germany, where these schools are discussing not only what happened many, many decades ago, but also what lessons can be drawn today. And the fact that Anne Frank's diary is still very famous today, still very important, has to do with the fact that she actually managed to combine the general with the very specific. Many people say that her descriptions of life during Second World War are very important, but at the same time, it was a description of a teenager growing up, and those descriptions, both the general and the specific, I think many young people can actually relate to.
Mm-hmm. Anne Frank's greatest wish was to be a published writer.
That's correct, and she would be probably pleased today to see what has become of her diary, translated into more than 60 languages, more than 30 million books sold. There are films about it. There's even a project to turn it into an augmented reality project. Her collected works will also be published soon. That will include the edited version for publication, the one that most people know, but also the original of Anne Frank's diary, as well as letters and essays to give context. So probably Anne Frank would be very pleased to see how her diary developed and what it has become today.
I mean, she wrote it about 75 years ago. Why is this book still relevant today? And why is the book so famous still?
It is still relevant today because of the context, the political context on the one hand, what I mentioned a second ago about the fact that fewer and fewer direct witnesses of the Holocaust are alive, and also about the fact that there are anti-Semitic offences in Germany that are on the rise, and this is something that has to be discussed, that has renewed public discussion here in Germany about Jewish life. And then again, Anne Frank's book can help to try and bring context and explain what happened many years ago. So it is important because of the context, but as well because of Germany's historical responsibility when it comes to understanding what happened many decades ago and making sure that it is never repeated.
You touched on anti-Semitism there briefly, but you know, you're correct. There has been a spike in anti-Semitic instances in Germany in the past few years. What is driving that?
There are many aspects, but I would point out two in particular. One, the rise in popularity of far-right groups that have been fostering, in many cases, anti-Semitism. The second issue is what officials describe as a new form of anti-Semitism brought to the country by refugees of Arab origin. As a result, German officials have appointed, for example, their first commissioner against anti-Semitism. They have set up a national registration office to document these kinds of issues, and they have been focusing on prevention. And prevention for German officials starts precisely in schools.
Great. Thomas Sparrow, thank you very much for your time and for following Anne Frank's 90th birthday.
Always a pleasure, Keith.